Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
My zip code is 44128.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. And your first and last name, please.
My name is Roosevelt. That's spelled R-O-O-S-E-V-E-L-T. Last name, McKinley. McKinley.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. Sir, are you calling about a charge or an order?
Yes, I'm calling about a charge that's showing on my credit card statement for something that I did not order and something I did not receive.
Sir, do you have a wife who would be on the account?
No, I do not.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. Ms. McKinley?
Yes.
You said to me 44128, sir?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you. What is the amount of the charge, sir?
$76.68.
Thank you. And do you know what the product is?
I have absolutely no idea.
Thank you, sir. And Roosevelt, R-O-O-S-E-V-E-L-T?
Yes.
I'm not seeing the name, so it usually just pops right up. Thank you for your patience.
Yep. Okay.
Sir, let me spell that last name again. Let me spell that last name again. Is it McKinley?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, sir, I'm not finding your name. Would you please give me the last four and the first six of the credit card that was charged, not the whole credit card, please?
Okay. The last four would be 7830.
Okay. Give me 1 minute. And let me do that first.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, the first six, please.
517996.
Thank you, sir. So 517996, the last four, 7830.
Yes.
Sir, where did you get this number? I don't know if you're calling the right business or company regarding this charge.
I'm looking at it on my computer screen. It says extraordinary quality, GA. Then it has your phone number. Then it has NY, USA, and it says merchandise, $76.68 on November the 4th.
Okay, thank you. I'm still looking. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
So usually with the last four and the first six, we definitely find the person. I'm not finding you, and that's not usual. So I'm going to try two more things. I've done phone number, I've done first and last name, together, separate, et cetera, et cetera. When we cannot find the person, we tell them they have to go back to their bank where you were charged and say, I need you, Mr. Representative, to find me the most current number or, you know, whatever it takes to because it's through that agency you were charged. So they need to research and work on your behalf to make sure that it's the correct information. Now, you said you're looking at the information.
Uh-huh.
And yet your name is not popping up, and it always pops up if there's a legitimate order. 44128 is a zip code, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Ms. McKinley, I cannot assist you, and the company would be happy to assist you. But if you're not popping up, you're not popping up. There must be a reason.
Okay.
Okay, sir. So
okay.
Please go back to your bank for that knowledge to see if there's added information they can give. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day, sir.
Oh, and one question. What company is this? What do you guys sell?
So we're the third-party call center. We house over 200 companies. So when the...
I get it.
Yeah, when the customers call, we take your information and we look for your account and to see what company it is that charge you, and then we do according to whatever you want with the account.
I see.
That's all we do.
Okay, I got you.
Okay,
well, I thank you very much for your assistance this morning.
Yeah, and one last thing, Mr. McKinley, very honestly, just to be transparent, if you need to call back to see if another agent can pull it up in another part of the database, because I could not.
Okay, that's no problem. I'll contact my credit card company.
Okay, sir.
Okay, thank you.
The best to you, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sir.